Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. This repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, to break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Radio Club's holiday dinner will be on Friday, September 11th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt and Lamar Street Center, 106 Dodge Street, New York. It'll be at the Boondocks, I'm sorry, Lions Falls. Everyone is welcome to attend. Come on in and have a good time. Alright, becoming a net controller, please contact some member to set that up. City net controller not starting at 9 p.m. So I'm not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Echolink stations wishing to check in.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system. And Jeff, I believe I am the only one in the queue.
Good evening, what's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and a good evening to everyone up in the North Country. KD2FM, Kevin James here in Oneonta. Got 50 degrees under cloudy skies right now. I was going to say, Jeff, you must be out at camp or something because sounds like you're cooking bacon as you're hitting the repeater, so I know you're probably a little ways out. So I'm just kind of relaxing. I did a 10-meter net down here tonight in Oneonta. With about 8 of us total in the group. That was kind of fun. Normally, I don't get into that one. Other than that, nice warm day. Can't complain. My dog and I took a little travel out into the park out back and watched the lineman re-fix up some messed up lights that were in the park. So trying to get some stuff done there. They were, out there working really hard. That was kind of neat to see. So. But, with that, I tell you what, I'll say 7-3 because I don't want to tie up the repeater too much. Hopefully others will come in here, too, and hang out with us tonight. KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right. I am actually in my home base here. I'm not very far from the repeater. Not sure what's going on with that tonight. Maybe you check the antenna out there and make sure it's still up. Not laying on the ground somewhere. All right, Kevin. Thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Somebody else in the queue. So this is 82AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
K2WI. WA to you.
KC2MBU.
All right, we'll start with KC2WI. Pete, good evening, what's up?
It's still 52 degrees. It's been 52 degrees every time I've looked in the last few hours. I think it actually got warmer after dark. It seemed that way when I went back outside, maybe just because I was inside and warmed up. Although I wasn't really cold towards the end of my work. I was hustling along there, getting all my firewood, last cord of wood out of the trailer, cutting the pieces that were an inch too long, cutting up a little other stuff and all that. But earlier in the day, I didn't really feel all that warm. So I don't know if it kept going up, but it's I guess that's sort of the prediction. It's supposed to be real warm tomorrow, but rainy. It's interesting anyway. It just didn't look warm out, and earlier, like I said, when it was windy, even though the sun, I was at least partly in the sun, I wasn't particularly, and I was working, I wasn't particularly warm, so I don't know. Well, I didn't really get anything done today as far as progress and preparing for the digital comms workshop tomorrow. I could probably just go in there and wing it as long as I have an operational laptop and the FL Digi files. I've done this a bunch of times, but sometimes you forget some little step or at least to highlight a step to people, and so I guess I'm going to have to bite the bullet, and probably it's too late tonight. I'm kind of winding down here, but tomorrow, maybe first thing, or maybe if I take a break from real work, look around a little bit more for those handwritten notes that I had, because they actually were pretty good. And get a laptop, or maybe I might even try to take two or three over there and see if I can sell a couple for people that maybe want to dedicate one to the ham side or whatever. That would be kind of nice, make a little money off the volunteer effort. And it's too bad. Like they say with the volunteer stuff, we'll double your pay. Looked at the points. There is a public service honor roll. I don't know, whatever. The AWRL publishes that, and you can submit, to it, and you get points for various things, public service communications activities, traffic messages, and holding league positions and stuff like that. So I looked at that yesterday and said, heck, I could be on that every month without ever handling a piece of formal traffic. Of course, I check into the New York State Phone Traffic and Emergency Net, so that's a traffic net. Technically, I think this one is, it's called the Black River Valley Service Net, so theoretically, we could pass a piece of traffic if we got it, or if somebody wanted to send one, which actually might not be the worst idea in the world sometime to do a little training on formal messages, even though they're not really used that much. But time preparing for or participating in exercises. Boy, I just started adding up for this last month with this big exercise, and not counting the time that I was actually on the air on the MarsNet, all the stuff I sent out, I was up to 100 points or something. And I'm sort of guesstimating how many times I checked into the NYS PTN and stuff like that. But anyway, after this workshop, I guess I'm going to try to pay attention to other things that need to be done. I spent enough time with ham radio stuff this month. Other than that, not too much going on, I guess. KC2WI.
Hi, Pete. Well, it is warm. I noticed that the telescope's been off most of the day. It's either they're calling for a little bit of snow here on Sunday. Lake effect. Not a lot. 1 to 3 inches. 30% chance, so maybe we'll start to see some of that white stuff, unfortunately. What are you gonna do? I wouldn't fire up the sweater just yet, anyway. Thanks, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John? Well, you got all that firewood there. We keep getting up into the 60s at night. What's going on?
WA2U, well, good evening, Jeff. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Yeah, I'm just laughing because they spent so much time, Kathy and I, with the fire. They haven't even started the stove yet. We've been using the furnace, and it seems like we spent a lot of time with firewood. Though, in fact, today we went into the into our camp and cleared out a corner and moved some tools around, and I I think we put about a cord of firewood into the camp today, so we can go in there sometime and sit around the wood stove. I had some fire outside by the fireplace, so now it's in the camp, and we're probably lucky we did that last Saturday. We bought some siding in, so we'll have to see if we're able to get to that on Saturday. Appreciate Pete's comments on the PSHR. Kind of a interesting honor roll system. It truly is the honor roll system, but there's quite a variation in the quality, and for some of us have been involved with amateur radio for a number of years, you start looking at the various, I guess you have to have 70 points or better, and then you get to have your name and lights, but sometimes it's without even thinking, people that are active as net controls or participate in various nets and generally do a big effort, whether it's training or whatever, it doesn't take long to rack up the points and get out there. I know that there's a number of people that certainly qualify, but don't even bother, don't bother with it because it's just part of their nature and their ham radio good spiritedness. So what else went on today besides the camp and kind of think what other things. So I was on the phone a little bit today. I did have a brief chat with N2 KPR. He's been having issues with his hearing aid, so that's why I haven't put him on the net here, so he can't use them all the time. So he's been on Boonville, but seems to be otherwise in good health. And what else? Had to take care of, we moved up here, it'll be 2 years in March, and never transferred my pistol permit. Not a good thing, but anyways, it's okay. So had a chat with Onondaga Sheriff's Department today in Herkimer County, so we got the ball rolling in that direction. So, you know, when you move, you try to get everything squared away, but there's always something that you forget to do. So, and that's about it. I probably some other things, so other projects worked around the house here, trying to get some stuff done outside where we're not relying on the weather. But it was really nice out today. We were in camp. I didn't have to start any wood stove or get anything fired up. So an absolute gorgeous day. Went in, the generator started up nice, a couple poles, and got the shop back going and vacuumed up all the sawdust and stuff. And boy, when you have a camp and a house on the same property, you get very busy. WATU back to now.
Glad to hear Richard's doing all right. I wonder what happened to him. But, hopefully he'll get his other equipment figured out and get back on the air. Boy, there's every county has a different rules on that stuff. Boy, what a I think they'd have a stream by now, although not a county is not going to be that bad. Checking in, John. You have a good evening, and we'll catch you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody listening to the net. We missed you last night, but I'm just finally sitting down and picked up the Boonville Herald. I see they've canceled the canceled the snow festival for this year, which is a surprise because of scheduling conflicts with other races, I guess. And what else? The Buffalo had a restaurant open this week. That was it. Hopefully they still have time here for Elmo to over.
All right, Ray, we got most of that. You got a little static towards the end. I'm assuming you're on a little handheld there, so understandable. Yeah, I had to We had to get the wife from the airport there last night, so couldn't make the meeting. And so I hope everything went well there, and hated to miss it, but what can you do? All right, well, thanks, Ray. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other seconds for the Black River Valley Service? For myself, it's been pretty much a work day all day today, a little beat. I didn't get back to the airport till late last night to get my sleep this morning. So, by the time I just I closed my eyes, I was getting up to go back to work. So, anyway, looking forward to a weekend to hurry up and get here, take some time off, and not a lot else. Checking to Black River Valley Service. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATU comment.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd mention this just whatever it's worth because, as they say, a Dodge said bullet, but the Onondaga County, they're really, they're real tough. That's where I got my pistol permit from. But if you move, you'll see what I mean. If you move within 10 days and you don't notify them, it's a misdemeanor. So, managed to dodge that. The other thing they have, if you get a license there and you have a crystal ball and you know when you're going to pass away, they want you to, you can either surrender your stuff to the, you know, the sheriff's department, police department, or you can designate it to, you know, someone else that has a license and they can get your guns after your passing. But Herkimer County here has, they have nothing like that, so it's a whole different thing. It's kind of interesting. There's not a really standard. So, yeah, my main conversation was that from county to county, different areas, your main concern was not to lose any privileges you have, and sometimes things change. So, anyways, WAQ, back to that.
Oh, yeah, that's true, you do, too. And you were down in Ulster County, I had a full carry permit there, and you move up here, and oh, we don't give out full carry permits here. You know, carry concealed, basically. Particularly you're hunting and camping and hiking permit, which I really don't understand why that is, but whatever, it is what it is. So, all right, are there any other comments or queries or late check-ins?
KD2FPM with a quick question.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I hear you guys talking about the permits and whatnot. I have a permit here in Otsego County, and that was, unfortunately, an 8-month-long process for me to get my permit established about, 12, 14 years ago. And now I'm hearing what you guys are saying up there, you know, about some restrictions. It was like, oh, great, you know, I do have a permit. It's supposedly good in all of the whole state of New York, and I do carry about 99.999% of the time. So it's just like, you know, would they frown if I drove through your county and was carrying concealed like I normally do, or would that not be an issue?
As far as I know, it's not an issue. That license gives you license to carry wherever they say carry in the state, except for the five boroughs in the city there, Nassau County, I believe. I believe that's the rules. I believe that, there's no hold me to this, but I believe that that's the state law.
I'm at the WATU.
Go ahead,
go ahead, John.
Yep, I agree completely with what you said, Jeff. Kevin, that's why this was started the ball rolling. If I wanted to, I was looking into purchasing another pistol. For me to, since I was originally licensed in Onondaga County, I could still do that, but I'd have to go to Onondaga County and deal with the Onondaga County Sheriff's Department. So once they transfer all that stuff to Herkimer County, then I can go buy stuff in other other counties, and it's not a problem. But yep, you're good to go, except the 51st state, which is, like Jeff says, the five boroughs. Nobody wait till you back the net.
All right. Great. Are there any other comments, queries, or wait a second? All right, hearing none, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular MSU use. I'd like to thank Kevin, Pete, Don, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 if anyone listening in. KD2AID, clear.
This is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's very much appreciated. All right, hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night, and hopefully it doesn't get too terribly wet up your way. We'll say 7-3, and see you tomorrow night. KD2FM is clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. And as I have to ask, please wait until the tail drops on your repeater, and hopefully the Rochester repeater will also drop by that time. Stations, come in, please.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, I have no check-ins at this point. I believe the station may have been trying, but there was nothing but static, no audio. So we'll try it one more time, and again wait till the tail drops, which you all did. I appreciate that. Stations, come in, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. I'm getting a lot of static on my end here tonight. Anyways, thanks for checking in, much appreciated. And we'll give it one more try. Any additional stations after the tail drops, please. Hey, thanks for the check in, much appreciated. 7-3 to you, 7-3 to all. KA2 that is it.